Hi guys, welcome to the first ever episode of Our Foreign View, the show where we bring people from around the globe to show their foreign perspectives. So today we're going to be talking about food and introductions first. So I am your Carioca host, Gabriel, and next to me I have...
Sydney. Do you want me to keep going? Yeah. So hey guys, I'm Sydney. I'm from Vermont, so practically Canada for those of you that don't know. I believe there was a few instances where I was mistaken for Canadian in the beginning of our relationship, but that's a subject for another time.
Hey, I'm Stacy. All is good?
Really? All is good?
Yeah.
You disappoint me.
What's the problem with that, Ian? Huh? Do yours. Do better. Do better. I want to see you all do right. Better.
I will do, hopefully.
I can't judge you.
What up, guys? I'm Jan, and I'm your Bento Sitio Parceiro.
Wait, Stacy knows what that means?
No.
I wish I knew what it means.
Oh, Bento Sitio is a place, people. It's a dangerous place.
Okay. Okay, so for those who didn't understand, I'm Brazilian. Ian is Brazilian. And Stacy is Dutch. Sydney is not Canadian. That part you guys probably understand. Okay, so food is a topic that we thought it was going to be like an easy topic to talk about because it's, you know, not as bad as Corona to talk about right now. But we know that it can be like very complicated to talk about because we have some strong feelings about food over here. So let's start with the easy thing. Let's start with foods that are not from our culture that we actually like a lot. So I'm a chocoholic, which means that I'm addicted to chocolate. And one thing that I really like from American culture that I don't have in Brazilian culture is s'mores. S'mores are like really, really good. I just don't understand why I like them. Like they're just like, you have chocolate, you have crackers, you know, just so good. Like,
oh my God, are you going to forget the most important part?
The marshmallow?
Is that the most important part?
I thought it was the chocolate.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a chocolate too, but okay.
And I don't even like s'mores.
Chocolate is the most important part for me, so I don't really care about the about the marshmallow.
It's what makes a s'more s'more. Otherwise you're just eating a graham cracker with chocolate on it.
What's the thing that you like the most, Sin?
From Brazilian culture or any culture?
Sure. I mean, whatever culture that is not American culture.
Do you want to gain points in your relationship?
Well, we can start talking about Brigadeiro then.
Okay, okay. We're going to start there.
Oh, we're okay. Losing points then. Okay, I see.
Is that really going to start? Is that really going to keep on the things that we like list?
Yes.
Okay, tell me more.
So I've only been with you when you made it once. You've made a couple blonde versions, except today's was not quite the same, but I don't know how it was different.
Today I made pavê, which is not the same thing.
Oh my God. And she's saying that is the same.
No.
I lost it.
Part of it is the same. The bottom part.
Ooh, excuse me?
I mean, kind of.
No.
Kind of, really. It doesn't have chocolate. And what's the other difference?
About pavê than brigadeiro? I could go on and on. Okay. There's three layers, blah, blah, blah. But why do you like brigadeiro? Please enlighten me.
Okay, well, I like the party version better with the sprinkles that we had at Manuel's birthday and Mother's Day.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's cuter and because it's like mixes dark chocolate with the...
I mean, does it have to?
Inside?
It doesn't really have to.
Yeah, I know it doesn't have to have anything.
But I agree with her. It tastes much better with sprinkles on it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. And especially the crunchy ones.
Yeah. I just like that much more. And I also liked it with strawberries.
Wait, when did you have with strawberries?
just dragging it through.
Oh, okay.
Not like the fancy. Since you haven't made that for me yet. You keep talking about it.
Yeah.
Alas, here we are without them.
How about you, Stacy? What, like, is brigadeiro in your things that you like list or is it things that you don't like list?
Oh no, it's definitely on my I like it list. I like it. It's good.
I'm so disappointed, but go on.
Ian, well, how did you make the brigadeiro to her? Because the version that I made was just the one that you put, like, okay, so Explain what brigadeiro is. Brigadeiro is this Brazilian dessert that is pretty much just condensed milk with chocolate powder.
And butter. Don't forget the butter.
Oh, and butter.
Oh, yeah.
There's butter.
That's why she doesn't like it. Oh, my God. I see why. You forgot the butter, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I didn't forget. Otherwise, it would be just horrible. But yeah, it's just like very simple. And I can just get the spoon and eat it off the pan, you know, like after it's cooked and you put it in the fridge. Or you can like get it off the fridge and like roll it in like little balls and you put sprinkles on. And that's the party version that Sydney and Stacy were mentioning.
It takes so much longer, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't.
It's not practical.
It does take a while before you can roll those. That's a little hard.
Wait, did you make the rolled version, Ian?
Yes.
I did.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, dang. I feel like I'm losing points here.
Yeah. I was like, if you want to make it, they're supposed to be round. At least that's what you showed me. So I want to have the round ones.
Go big or go home.
Ooh. Did you make any Dutch things that Ian liked?
No, she can't cook.
That's not true.
When we get to the don't like session, Ian is going to, you know, have his moment. Did you make anything that he liked? Ian, did she make anything that he
not
liked?
That I can remember. I don't think she can cook very well. I'm kidding, but like not Dutch.
No, I haven't made Dutch food for you. I made Dutch food for my host family.
Not for me though, yeah. Cool, cool.
How was their reaction?
They liked it.
That's a lie.
I mean, my host kids are a little picky sometimes, so they didn't like prefer it, but my host parents liked it. It's just mashed potatoes with carrot and onion, and that you mash it all together. Put a little bit of butter and milk and nutmeg in there.
It does sound nice.
It does not.
Except for Ian, because he doesn't like vegetables.
Ian doesn't like anything.
Wait, so Stacy, have you cooked other dishes for Ian?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we cook together almost every week when we're together. We made steak together. We made the egg and baguette thing. Like, you take a baguette and then you take out the inner side from the top. And then you put eggs and cheese in there with seasoning. And I think one time we put bacon, and you can put in there whatever you want. His family really liked it. Oh, and one time we made spaghetti with Parmesan chicken, something like that. That was really good, too.
And Ian, you didn't like any of this?
I made it. Of course I'll like it. I just don't put vegetables. No, not the baguette one. No, that one has eggs. I hate eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that you put eggs in your part, and I asked you to not put in mine.
I remember I put parsley or something like that, or oregano in there, and then you yelled at me because you didn't want oregano in there.
Yes, it's nasty.
Yeah, so what's the foreign thing that you like? What's the culinary that you like?
I wouldn't categorize. I would just say like certain items for different cultures.
Okay.
Sesame chicken. The American version, by the way.
Okay, so not real.
Yeah, not the Chinese. We don't fuck with Chinese.
Why do you like sesame chicken so much? That what's the thing in sesame chicken that you get that you can't get in Brazilian food?
I mean, it's just like the flavor. It's complicated to explain, and I pretty much know that I won't be able to explain, so
try.
Okay, be ready to be disappointed.
Okay,
first of all, let's start with the rice choice, right? You can pick the fried rice or like plain white rice, which is way better, by the way. Then just for like the white rice, you already got my heart. When we move on to the flavor, like the sesame chicken thing, it's just like delicious. I don't know how to describe it, as I said before, because I can't. But it's so good. It has this sweet thing that, you know, you'll get diabetes if you eat too much. But still, it's really good.
I think that's something that you can say for most fast foods.
It's not fast food, though. It's Chinese.
Of course it is.
Yes, it is. Because you take it at Panda Express.
No, it's not at Panda. The name of the place is like Cantonese Gourmet, and they only have it in Michigan.
Oh, I was going to say the one in Michigan.
And it's so good.
Wait, you mean to tell me you only like it from one specific American Chinese restaurant?
Yes.
So the other sesame chicken at...
No, it's not as good. I'll eat orange chicken at Panda, but it's not as good as that one. I have pictures to prove it. It's so delicious. Like, even the pictures are like, oh my God.
Stacy, well, you did talk about brigadeiro, but is there any other thing like It can be something that is not Brazilian that you liked.
Who doesn't love pizza or pasta?
Well, I'll tell you that I have some strong feelings about American pizza.
Ooh, what's that?
My problem with American pizza is that just like ice cream from Ben and Jerry's, now people are going to hate me completely, oh my but gosh, yeah. Especially Sydney, but they all seem like they're the same thing, but they're just adding toppings to the same thing. I'll explain. So pizza at Domino's or Pizza Hut, you can get a pepperoni pizza, or you can get a supreme pizza, which is a pepperoni pizza with a little bit of meat in there. Or you can have a super supreme pizza, which is pepperoni with a little bit of meat and a little bit of another thing. So just like Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's, if you go get ice cream, they have vanilla and toppings. They have half-baked, which is vanilla and chocolate and cookie dough and brownie dough. They have fish food, which is chocolate fish is, and what's the other thing? Cookie dough and brownie, probably.
No, that's wrong. But
then they have this other one, which is cookie dough. And, you know, it's always the same thing. It's always like, I would much rather have the pizza that, you know, margarita, you know, tomato.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Oh, so you're saying that you like the Portuguese style.
Yeah, Portuguese style pizza is great.
What's the Portuguese style pizza?
It is nasty. You don't want to know.
It's not nasty. Please explain to people. Also, for the Portuguese people that might be listening, we don't know if this is actually for Portugal. It's just the name that we call it in Brazil, Portuguese style pizza.
Yep.
Yeah, please explain.
So you get the regular pizza, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you add vegetables and other stuff that I don't know because I don't eat that pizza because I don't like it.
It's not vegetables. What are you talking about?
I don't know what it is. It's like there's black olives. There's like other stuff. There's green stuff. There's green stuff in that thing. I know it is. I smell
pepper?
It. No, not pepper.
No, isn't Portuguese style just like pepperoni, cooked egg, onion, and like black olive and stuff? Like there's no vegetables in there.
Olive is a vegetable.
And onion are vegetables.
True.
Are they? Well, never mind. We're not going to have that this discussion because...
Oh, yeah. Everything's a legume.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so whatever.
It's not the best one. Like, if you want a good pizza, just go for, like, margherita, like, the plain one.
What's wrong with just, like, Italian pizza?
No, that's great.
Okay, great.
That's what I'm saying. Italian pizza is awesome.
What's wrong with Chicago style?
They are so good.
Oh, wait. Who was complaining? I heard.
Nobody.
I know. Okay, I see how it is.
Just like, why do you want that much sauce?
I've never had it, so I don't have an opinion.
But it is actually not true. Did you have it, Sydney?
Like once.
Where?
How old were you? How old were you, Sydney? 3?
No, I don't really remember because it was a traumatic experience.
Oh, okay.
I just really don't like the idea of that much sauce and the crust being like thick but thin at the same time. Just not the right way.
But like, trust me, it's really not that bad. Like, I went to Chicago.
Really not that bad is not the greatest selling.
No, it was really good. Like, I felt the same way as you're explaining right now, right? So much sauce. I saw it and I was looking up like what are typical Chicago foods, right? So obviously the first thing that popped up was Chicago style pizza. And I looked at it. I was like, why would I want to eat a pie full of tomato sauce?
Exactly. It looks literally like a pie. It's not pizza.
Yeah, it does taste like pizza. And there is really not that much tomato sauce in there. Like,
there's a lot of cheese, though. Yes, melted cheese.
Yes, my friend and I got a vegetable one with pepperoni. So there was really not that much tomato sauce. Like, it really tasted just like pizza. It was really good.
Just for reference, don't get that one. It's a plain cheese. Traditional one, that's the best.
But then I think it will be a lot of tomato sauce because there's nothing to fill up this space except for tomato
cheese.
So you're going to tell them, give me a Chicago-style pizza with a ton of cheese to fill up the tomato space.
Yeah, you're paying for it.
That's the only reason Ian likes Chicago pizza style. It's because he can put as much cheese as he wants. Yeah, Ian, you should order a freaking cheese pie.
No, those are not good.
No.
At least you're not complicated.
Ian, since you're showing your how you don't like things, please, let's go to the things that we think that are really strange. Start with the things that you don't like, because you have a very good list.
Extremely long list, yes. To simplify, anything that has vegetables, I won't eat it. It's not because I'm petty.
Would you like to tell everybody how old you are?
Oh, yes. By the way, I'm 12. That's mean, though. It hurts my feelings. I just love vegetables, you know? And I just can't eat them. It's so unfair that like people are eating vegetables like it's nothing. And it really hurts my feelings.
Got it. So anything from any culture, even Brazilian, that has vegetables you don't like?
Yeah.
At all?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a good range. And so anybody who's eating with Ian, you already know that he's not going to eat your vegetables. Don't even try. Even if it's like a freaking zucchini filled with ground beef.
Yeah, why would I eat that?
Because it's delicious.
No.
He doesn't even want tomato or something in his whatever it is. The smallest piece of vegetable. He made beef, right? Or no, not beef. We made steak. And obviously he needed to cook his steak with green asparagus. But don't try to have him eat one because it's nasty. He just likes the flavor of the green asparagus on his steak. But that's it.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Do you know the flavor of the asparagus is also the same?
No, it's not the same.
It is not.
It is the same.
No, it's not.
Oh my God. Ian grew up eating nuggets. That's all he ate.
Yeah, that's true.
He still eats. He grew up with cheeseburgers, I feel like. Those are his passion.
I like cheeseburgers, and all of them are good. But to reach a certain point of like greatness, you got to make your own. You cannot buy anywhere, you know?
Oh. So wait, are you saying that cheeseburgers with an onion in there, you would eat it? You would like it?
Of course not. Excuse me?
You just said that you like any cheeseburger. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's plain ones.
Plain. Don't forget plain.
Yeah, it has to be plain.
No tomato, no onion, no lettuce, no pickle, nothing.
It's a cheese and burger. There's nothing else in there.
Yes, well, like, once you're cooking the meat, you got to season it, you know? So you got to put those things, but just for seasoning. So you don't put, if you got to put the real onions and real whatever, I don't remember what else you put in the burger. I haven't made one in so long. You cut them really small so you don't see it.
I'm pretty sure all the Americans are probably not agreeing with you right now, but it's fine.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's fine. It's a good attempt. So I have very strong feelings about some stuff that Sydney told me that it's normal. I don't know if it's really normal for all Americans or if it's just a Vermont thing.
Oh my gosh, what?
There's a list. There's a good list. So did you guys know that it's normal to eat celery with peanut butter?
That's not just a Vermont thing.
That is so good, though. My host gets like, it is actually really good.
What are you talking about? That's so horrible. Yeah,
okay. And then for the extra fun, you just put a few raisins.
Yes, and on the log.
Every couple of spaces or so. Yeah, and then you have ants on a log, and it's delicious. You can also use almond butter if you so desire. And it's just a very healthy, tasty snack. And it is not just a Vermont thing.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Okay, so first of all, I'm biased because I don't really like peanut butter.
Yeah,
like,
which is also a hot take.
Yeah. I mean, like I like Reese's Cups because they have chocolate in it, but that's about it. It just doesn't make sense. Celery with no, it doesn't make sense.
It just works.
Did you taste it though?
No, I haven't. I know that peanut butter is not sweet, but every time I think about peanut butter, I feel like it should be sweet. You know,
it's because for you, everything should be sweet, which is a whole other topic.
It's like for later. It's like I look at peanut butter. It's like peanut butter. Honestly, that's a good topic. So I feel like peanut butter is one of the things that they sold me wrong on this. You know, all the movies that I watched, all of everything that I watched, and people were like, let's eat a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Let's put peanut butter on this, peanut butter on that. And I was just like, oh my gosh, peanut butter is like Nutella. It's like, it should be something amazing. And then you taste it, and it's like, why is my tongue so dry? What the hell is going on? It's so bad. Like, I know that the name is peanut butter, but I wasn't expecting to literally be eating butter.
Yeah, I have to say, though, like, we have peanut butter in the Netherlands, too. And when I first came here, I noticed that peanut butter is different here from what I'm used to in the Netherlands. Like, our peanut butter is a little more thick. And, like, here is more like a spread, kind of, I feel like. Like, it's more the butter consistency. I don't understand how you think that it's sweet, though, because it's peanut butter. Like, peanuts are not sweet. Neither is butter. So how would the two of them putting together become sweet?
Well, hazelnuts are not sweet either, but, you know, Nutella is sweet.
True, but chocolate is.
Your perception was perhaps screwed by the like Reese's.
I remember
and that's your only experience with peanut butter.
I remember the first times I made a peanut butter, a PB&J sandwich. Yeah, so I was good. So excited to eat it. I was at Disney World. And it was for sure the worst part of Disney World on that day was eating the freaking sandwich. I'm not even kidding. Sorry, people that like this, but I really dislike PB&J sandwiches.
It's just like childhood.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Like,
okay, so what else?
Oh,
we have celery and peanut butter, and then straight up peanut butter by itself.
I haven't really tried all these, but they seem kind of weird to me. So your Thanksgiving food.
Okay, I don't support that either if you're going to talk about what I think.
Okay, I'm going to talk about more than one thing. Okay, so first, let's start with the thing that you support, which is cranberry sauce on the turkey. Like,
okay, I don't like want it drenched on the turkey. I just want a little next to it so I can like dip a little bit of turkey.
I don't like it anywhere. I don't like berries on my meat. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, why would you put berries on the meat? Meat is good by itself. Just don't do anything to it. Just put salt and, you know, light seasoning and you're fine. Like, why do you have berries in it?
Okay, so cranberry sauce. What else about Thanksgiving? My favorite holiday, by the way.
The holiday that we don't have in our country, by the way. I don't know how it's called, but it's this. I know that it exists and I never tried it, but it just sounds really weird, which is marshmallows on top of the
sweet potatoes.
Okay, granted that I've never tried. And honestly, thinking about it, it actually makes more sense. It still doesn't make a lot of sense, but it makes more sense to me to put sweet potato with a marshmallow that's sweet than putting the chicken that's savory with the freaking cranberry. Why? Just why?
Also, first of all, it's turkey. Second of all...
Whatever. Whatever.
No, because the sweet potato is just already like perfect and... Agreed. It's a vegetable and like it's good for you. And then you just top it with this shit. Based on my understanding of a vegetable, yes. Okay. But somebody can fact check me. Yeah, it just ruins it. And I consider it to be a trashy American thing.
The last thing that I have in mind, you do a lot and I really don't get it. It's why do you put maple syrup on your freaking bacon and your freaking sausages?
Okay, I think that's just a me
thing. I think it's a Vermont thing, isn't it?
I think it's just a
me. Just you thing?
It's a me thing.
I've never seen anybody do that.
My family thing. It's fine. Yeah, so it's just like you have your plate of pancakes or your waffles or whatever and you have syrup all over and then you like drag the bacon or the sausage through the remnants, or if you're like me, you pour a little more maple syrup. And you go for it. Okay. Also, I'm talking real maple syrup here. Not the shit that's high fructose corn syrup that's flavored with something sort of like maple. No, I'm talking about actual delicious maple syrup.
And that's how I know she's from Vermont. And almost from
Where the lines start to blur. So, okay, I guess I do still kind of do it with the other syrup just because that's my only choice. But...
Yeah, you straight up did that at IHOP. Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about? Don't have another choice.
These are just like too weird to me, you know?
Okay, so if we're talking about too weird to people, can we talk about avocados with sugar?
That's disgusting, but go on.
What if he's disgusting? Where's your Brazilianness? What are you talking about?
I don't think anyone in Brazil eats that though.
What are you talking about? Avocado with sugar? Of course people do.
Dude, I'll call my mom right now.
It's not a great example.
Please, for the sake of God, please. Okay, so I'll explain it to people. So I know that for a fact that it's not just a me thing, because other Brazilians on Facebook and I've seen it like them like posting that they eat it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, avocados are fruits, right? So might as well eat it with sugar. Yeah,
but so is like technically a tomato.
Whatever.
A tomato with sugar is good. I do that.
Wait, what?
Oh, let's talk about that. Okay.
Oh my God, Stacy's gonna like avocado with sugar. This is
good. Avocado with sugar is so good.
My grandmother used to make this, not really a salad, but she would cut up tomato, put a tiny bit of mayonnaise on it, and then some sugar, and eat it with a piece of white bread. It's really good.
It kind of makes sense, though. I mean, my mayonnaise already has
sugar in
it.
Why not salt?
Oh yeah, salt is great, too. I love tomato with salt and pepper as well.
I also love, I mean, I love avocados with salt and, you know, in guacamole. I actually like avocados more when they're savory than when they're sweet. But you can still eat it sweet, you know? It can make a smoothie. Yeah.
I guess I have to admit that I haven't had it. But from just sitting here, I feel it would be terrible.
What else do you have stronger feelings about?
Is
there anything that I made you that you were like, huh?
Not yet.
Oh,
but
okay.
The other thing that comes to mind that just seems weird, I haven't experienced it either, is all the stuff that I think that you guys put on hot dogs.
Oh, no.
So again, like, sure, I haven't had it, but just what you guys have told me, it just...
What do they put on their hot dogs? I don't know.
It depends on the place. You can put anything. When I say anything, I mean anything.
Like literally anything.
Yes.
Okay, what should people Google when they're...
Okay, so
Ian, while you explain...
Google Rio de Janeiro hot dog. The normal thing that you would see is sausage in a bun, and then you have... Some, what's the name of that potato thing?
Potato sticks.
Yeah, potato sticks. Exactly. Potato sticks. So you have the bun.
Which, like, that's already
sausage.
Weird.
Potato sticks, and then from there, the sky's the limit. Literally, we also have a sauce for the hot dog. We don't eat it dry. We don't just cook the freaking sausage in water and call it a day. We, you know, we put some like tomato sauce, and you can put some onions in it. I feel like Ian doesn't do that though.
Oh no no. It depends. Like sometimes I'll make it.
Oh, he'll eat a vegetable on a hot dog?
But then you clean it off.
There's a bunch of stuff on there. You're right. There are the potato chips on there.
The problem though is the place that you go to. Like if you're like, you know, in the middle of the night in Rio, you just want to eat food at like freaking 3 a.m. You're going to find these tents, you know, these guys in the street. They sell hot dogs, but you can literally put anything in it. Like you can put green peas. You can put egg in it. You can put like a cooked egg. Ground beef. You can put mashed potatoes in, on top. Granted, that's weird to me too.
Oh, no. Really?
You like it?
Yeah. Like, that's the best thing.
Mashed potato on your hot dog?
Yes. You got to have at a good place. And then sometimes they will put like, I don't know how to say it in English, like prensado.
Just press, you know, like, right? Pranced, pressed.
Pressed.
Prensado.
You like a pressed dog?
Yeah, it's a hot dog.
Yeah, just pressed. I don't even know what that is. What does that mean? Ian?
Oh my God. You're not from the bad part of Rio. I forgot. So usually near my grandma's house, they had this place, sketchy place, which I don't remember the name, but we call it cachorro quente prensado, or prensadão, which means big press.
Or super press.
Yeah, super press is better. So they make the hot dog, they put whatever they want, and they just put it in a kind of like a grilled cheese thing.
Oh my Panini? God, that's horrible.
No, it's not. It's delicious.
Guys, like a George Foreman grill. You know, that's what they use it.
A panini press or something, yeah.
That sounds dumb.
Why?
Why would you put the freaking sausage in a press? Like, it's gonna, you know, break it all over.
No, they put the right pressure into it. That's why it's called prensado.
What's it about that you like it? It's just a form? Like, just a shape?
It tastes different. I don't know why, but they make it, like, in a way that it tastes different. It's just like, oh my God, what is this? It's not hot dog. It's pressed hot dog.
It's probably because you're putting something else in the hot dog that you're not.
I'm not even like, even with like mashed potatoes, potato sticks, ketchup and mustard, and the bun and the thing.
they smush the whole thing or just the...
Yeah, just the whole thing.
Okay, yeah. I get kind of get it.
the image in my mind, and I'm Brazilian, it's like a big mess. Like, to press the hot dog with the mashed potato on?
Yeah.
That looks horrible in my mind. It looks like a freaking bun all mushed with a sausage all mushed with mashed potato.
You know how they press like the cheeseburger, like the X everything?
Oh, please. Oh, yeah, sure.
No, you don't know how they press that?
Yeah, no, I know.
So it's the same thing, but with the hot dog.
It still looks, the image in my mind is still kind of crazy.
I feel like you'd need an extra big bun or something.
No, they grab like it's a little bit bigger than the regular one, I think. I haven't had it in like, 5 years now. But once I close my eyes, I can still taste it.
You guys should try to make one.
I tried before.
Try again.
No. And no.
Try harder.
No.
Was it a big mess?
No, it was. It just didn't taste right. It looks nice.
We can see that Ian's very, very particular about the places where he gets food too. It doesn't really matter if it's the same food as the place that he really likes.
Mm-hmm.
Stacey, did you try it? Like, is there something that you can think of that it's not Dutch that you tried and you were like, what the hell is that? Like something American or something Brazilian that you tried or something else?
Yeah, I think I tried a lot of new foods when I came here. I mean, most Brazilian things that I try, I really like.
I know, because it's because we're the best.
Except for the bolo, the...
You sure you want to say that?
I guess. I already told Gabriel before. The smell of the thing while you make it is disgusting. It's horrifying. It really smells really, really bad. So it's like guava paste rolled in some dough with a bunch of sugar. Apparently, Brazilian people love it.
It's great.
I didn't really like it.
It's so good. What are you talking about?
Gabriel didn't save any for me to try.
That's how good it was.
I can't even speak about it.
So for context, Stacy, who never tried to cook anything Brazilian, attempted to cook, to bake.
Not attempted. She did. Yeah,
she baked. Not really baked because you don't put it in the oven, but whatever.
You don't put it in the oven?
No,
you
don't
put it in the oven. You have to make the dough.
You do? Okay, never mind.
Oh my god.
That just shows sure how much.
Yeah, it's like really short. You have to dough and then you spread it out really thin on a baking sheet. It goes in the oven for like 4 minutes. And then you have to take it out and then quickly spread the sugar on and the paste. And then you roll it before it breaks because it gets hard really fast.
It's like a roll type of cake and it's made out of guava paste. And it's amazing. It was so good that she impressed my whole family. They're all Brazilian, by the way. Don't know how to cook this. Ian, did you like it?
Yeah, it was delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, I didn't know that it smelled that bad when you make it, but...
But yeah, so I'm glad everybody else liked it, but I really, like, I think that's the only Brazilian thing that I tried that I absolutely will not eat.
Wait. So you didn't eat at all?
I mean, I tried it because, of course, I wanted to know. Because the first 3 attempts to roll it, like, terribly failed.
That's an understatement, by the way. It looked really bad.
It wasn't round. It was like rectangled and all broken. And it looked really bad. But, you know, I was stubborn and it said only a little bit. I was like, well, that doesn't cover the baking sheet. Let me put a couple spoons more. 4 minutes. After 4 minutes, it still looked really uncooked. So I left it in for another 6, I think, until it looked done. But obviously that didn't work. And then I tasted it and I was like, huh. It tastes all right, but I didn't put that much paste on it. Plus, it was crunchier. But then I did exactly what the instructions said. And then it finally started to roll and everything. But because of the layer that was thinner, it didn't get as crunchy. And you taste the guava paste better. That's when I didn't like it anymore.
You didn't like it because it was because of the most important part, the guava paste.
Yeah.
Stacy, didn't you say that you liked the guava paste that was on the cheese?
Oh yeah, the Gabriel's grandma made it, right?
Yeah, New Year's.
Yeah, that was really good.
So maybe you just had like some weird guava.
Well, maybe.
Wait, did you try to make your own guava paste or did you just buy one?
Oh, no, I bought it. I ordered it at Amazon.
Oh, that's probably why. We just bought it at a Latino store.
Yeah, I couldn't find any. Like, I Googled online to see where you could get guava paste. And it said you could get it at Walmart or Giant. And I looked there, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's probably because of Virginia. It's because you're in Virginia. In Maryland, you can definitely find it.
When I go to Ian, I will go shopping with him and get it. And I'll make it, and then you can try it.
Sounds good. But you guys thought the guava tasted fine, so maybe it wasn't that.
I was also thinking about, like, you mentioned about how it had, like, a lot of sugar in it.
Oh, my God.
What I want to touch on here is, like, the differences on taste from foods. Because, like, on, like, culinary. Because, for example, I'll explain. In Brazil, now I know that we pretty much just, you know, all of our food are very salty or very sweet. It's, like, either or. You don't really have an in-between, like, okay, people from Brazil that are going to listen to me and understand me are going to be like, oh, you know, not really because we have this, this, and that. But overall, it's just, you know, salty or sweet. We don't have bitter or spicy or whatever with very easy access. And now I realize that everything that I like really needs to have, you know, like a lot of sugar. That's why Cindy was saying that, like, everything that I make for dessert is like condensed milk and it looks like brigadeiro because it's just pretty much the same thing.
It's just like extremely sweet. Like, everybody in my life would consider me to, like, have a big sweet tooth. Like, I always like eating ice cream and, like, cake and pie or whatever. But, like, you guys just take it to the whole next level in terms of what sweet is. Yeah, like, I didn't really know it was possible to get
that's
sweeter.
That's literally nothing.
What it is.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that my family is worse, but but, like, Brazilians really like a lot of sugar. Like, I remember, Ian, do you remember the first New Year's that I stayed in your house?
Yes.
My mom made this recipe that is like a layer of brigadeiro and there's like another layer of strawberries and a layer of like brigadeiro ganache. You guys tried this in the New Year's, you and Stacy?
I think I did.
So in the first time that we did it, the other New Year's in Ian's house, my mom opened it up and it was just Brazilians there. And the thing literally was emptying in like 5 minutes. I'm not even kidding. Like, everybody, even the people that were like on diets there, ate like crazy, you know? So I just feel like it's, yeah, it is a Brazilian thing. Like, we're really just like, you know, sugar, you know, really just like a lot of sugar. And we, like, on the other hand, we can barely handle like eat spicy.
Oh, I know. Yeah. One time Ian and I got Popeye's chicken. And it was, like, mildly spiced. It was, like, really not that bad. And you could not eat it because it was...
Yeah, but, like, the best example for how Brazilians can barely handle spicy is my family coming here for the first time. Yeah, my family coming here for the first time. And I'm like, you know, we should really go to Chipotle because I love Chipotle because it really, you know, resembles Brazilian food. The rice and beans and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, guys, we should go there because, it, you know, it's kind of like Brazilian food.
Experience too.
And everybody freaked the F out because they were like, they could barely handle. Granted, they didn't put any hot sauce, guys. They didn't put like mild hot sauce or, you know, medium or hot, anything.
It's the tomatoes, right?
I'm pretty sure it's just the corn in there. I don't know.
The corn is sweet. The tomatoes are like, okay, not spicy, but they are seasoned.
But like they were like crying, like. They were crazy. And there was this other time that we ate at this Thai place.
Yeah, so
this other Brazilian girl. And
they never had Thai food before. And I think that was like another thing that was kind of interesting to me that you'd never had that.
It's because you can really find Thai food in Brazil. Yeah.
So we went and I don't even remember what she ordered.
It was not something spicy. It was. She literally chose the only thing in the menu that didn't say
like fried
spicy.
Rice or something.
No, yeah, it was something.
It was some kind of noodle.
No, it was noodles. Yeah, it was. Is it pad thai?
Possibly, yeah.
But like not remember. Spicy.
Yeah.
And she couldn't eat it. Like she couldn't eat it at all. Camilla, she was crying. Like she would keep saying, like, you know, I'm not used to spicy. And everybody in the table would keep saying, like, but it's not spicy. It says that it's not spicy. What are you talking about?
You can handle it though. So
yeah. I can handle it now because, you know.
You keep eating it?
Yeah, I got used to it.
Yeah.
But now if you compare it to like Mexican food or anything, no.
Yeah.
Like I can't handle that at all.
Yeah.
Stacey, is there like something that you experience in another culinary that you're not really used to that in Dutch culinary? Like flavor wise?
Not that I really noticed. I feel like a bunch of other au pairs from like the Netherlands say that everything here is sweet. I don't really know. I don't necessarily agree up to a certain level. Like I remember back home, yogurt is kind of, I don't know, it's not like flavorless, but it's definitely like not sweet or anything. And I was at training school in New York and we had yogurt for breakfast and it was like the greatest yogurt I've ever had in my life because it was so I loved it. And like, I don't know, people say that more things are sweet here. I don't really notice that. I don't know if it's true.
Stacey, do you think that the Brazilian desserts that you've had are extra sweet or you just feel like they're normal sweet?
I don't know. They're like, take Brigadeiro. It's like really sweet. And then the guava paste thing, like that's even worse than that. I have to say, the desserts that your family made for New Year's, those were sweet, but I really like those. Like that's a good amount of sweet. I didn't feel like they were like too sweet. They're a good amount of sweet, but I really like sweet too. So
yeah, we went to the right place. I feel like Ian doesn't really care about that part, the taste part, because
he just doesn't eat what he doesn't like.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, give him rice and beans, give him cheese and bread, and he's happy.
Yep, I'm a simple guy. What's the chicken thing, like the Italian chicken pasta thing?
Oh, chicken Alfredo.
Oh, chicken Alfredo, yes. And I'm happy.
Or steak.
Yes.
And pizza, and then I think you summed up Ian's weekly dinners. Or lunch, or breakfast.
This is making me think about the fact that I haven't eaten since lunch and it's making me hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Now that's making me think about what we started to talk about earlier, just the differences in like when people eat their big meals. So right now I'm staying at Gabriel's family's house and like lunch is the big meal. And we had that at probably like 2-ish, which is late for me, but it's big. So it's good.
I mean, it was late for us. So like we kind of have lunch at like noon or 1.
Yeah. You guys can just go the whole rest of the day and you have like a little bit of a snack or like a light dinner.
Yeah.
Whereas otherwise it's like what I'm used to is a big dinner and like a lighter lunch in the middle of the day.
Yeah. It's super crazy to me when I see like, it's a good surprise though, when I see that like Brazilian steakhouses here in America, like dinner is way more expensive than lunch. And like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I want to, you know, eat a bunch of meat at dinner? When I go to a steakhouse, I want to eat a lot. I want to make the money worth it, you know? So like, why would I want to eat it like at the end of the day? I barely have time to digest the food. So
I mean, it makes sense. I get it. I just like every time I just like kind of forget.
Yeah, but you had a better example of that.
What do you mean?
The first time I came to your house.
Oh, yeah. So the first time that Gabriel came over, he was like, we can cook dinner and I will make Brigadeiro and cheese breads. And I was like, okay, great. I forget like what time you were coming over, but it was probably like 7 or something.
Yeah, it was dinner.
Yeah, it was like dinner time. And I didn't had either of these and we hadn't gone out to eat or anything. And I was just so confused. I was like, okay, so he's bringing cheese breads. Like, is that our appetizer? Or like, is that going next to something that I'm supposed to make? Like, do I need to have chicken like in the fridge ready to go with like some vegetables and like some rice on the side? Like, am I making dinner with this as well? And it was just like, nope, we're just going to eat a lot of cheese breads and then make Brigadeiro later. That's just like normal dinner time activity.
No, like we don't eat a lot of dinner. It's like our dinner is your lunch.
I feel like sometimes that happens at Ian's house too.
No, here people just don't eat at the right time, honestly.
Like sometimes you guys make the cheese bread at some sort of day or like around dinner time that I'm used to. And then you guys order food at like 8, 9, or 10, or even sometimes at 11. You're going to have dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Brazilian thing.
But why, you just say, like, why would you spend money or why would you have a big meal later at the day? But, like, a normal dinner time, at least for what I'm used to, is, like, between either 5 and 7.
Yeah.
And why would you order dinner? Like, usually it's at 9 or 10 when we eat dinner at Ian's house.
I think that they have a little bit of a delay there, but like
last night here it was like,
yeah, we definitely
9:30, 10.
Was it though?
I remember the first time you asked me if I was hungry, it was like 8:50, and I was like, yes, I'm hungry.
It might be a Brazilian thing.
It just ends up getting later. Yeah.
Yeah, it might be a Brazilian thing. The only times I would eat like early, like 5 to 7. It's honestly when I was a kid and I would come back from school and dinner was ready at that time. But like I would be the only person to be eating at that time, not my family.
5 to 7 is totally normal for me too.
No, I remember the first time I realized this was when I worked on my first job here, and I was like, my coworker was, while I was eating like freaking Peruvian chicken with my friend, my coworker was like eating like a, you know, a sandwich. And I was like, what the heck, why are you eating like a sandwich? I didn't say anything, but I was like, you know, thinking about it. And then the more I saw this happening, I was like, oh, it's just changed, you know, it's just different, it's just switched, you know.
Yeah, or like you would never be satisfied with like,
no,
god forbid, no, soup at lunch.
No,
or
no, soup is not food.
He's correct.
Soup is not food.